Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, we got a nice fall morning going. The clouds are gray behind the Crescent City Connection, lit up appropriately in purple and gold, I presume, for the LSU Tigers. If you average the temperatures throughout the area, about 56, there is some fog in the area combined with smoke. So if you're in the country, be aware of that, or in the country areas. And if you have any hints you can give us safely, text them to 504-260-1870. Highs in the mid-70s through the weekend, going up to the lower 80s by next week. No real chance for showers until Thursday. And then, is it real or not? Peyton Malone doesn't know. So we'll see. Every Friday here at WWL is a Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff Palermo joins us. Talk about the aforementioned LSU Tigers. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff Palermo, I can hear it. Something in the background, so maybe...
Hey, are you there, Tommy?
I can hear you now. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. How's Garrett Nussmeier doing?
Well, that's the big question right now. Frank Wilson announced yesterday that he has re-aggravated that ab injury that obviously slowed him down early on in the season. But at this point, he is still set to be the starter tomorrow when LSU takes on Arkansas at 11:45 in the availability report, which is the SEC's version of an injury report. Nussmeier was listed as probable. So it's something that they are going to monitor and see. But we know Garrett Nussmeier is a tough kid. He wants to try to finish the season out strong, wants to play his final two home games at Tiger Stadium. So they'll do whatever they can to make sure that he's ready to go. And we'll see how effective he is. And Michael Van Buren has also been preparing to play this week too. So, and I think it, based on what Frank Wilson has been saying this week, is that they plan to play both quarterbacks. But, you know, it's just, if it isn't one thing, it's another for Garrett Nussmeier in a season that's been very difficult for him.
It's been cursed almost from the beginning, you know?
It really is.
For him.
You know, you go back to the fall camp, and there was this knee injury that he had, a minor one, and then there were practices that the media were allowed to watch, and Nussmeier didn't even participate in some of those practices, and Brian Kelly said he was on a pitch count, and then played well in the Clemson game, but then really didn't play very well beyond that. Kelly confirms that he's got some sort of injury, and he's been playing behind a bad offensive line, a lack of a running game. He's got new coaches. It's just what could go wrong has gone wrong for a kid that went into the season as a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the offensive line because, you know, in pass protection, I'm tired of seeing three on the defensive front beat five on the offensive front. I don't know how that continues to happen, but it does. Have you seen any improvement at all from this offensive line this year?
No, I really haven't. They tried to make another change in the Alabama game. Weston Davis, who's been really bad at right tackle, and it's just not what your eyes are telling you. If you look at the Pro Football Focus grades, Weston Davis consistently graded very low, especially in pass blocking. And so they made a change. They went to Ori Williams in the Alabama game, and I don't know if the results were that much better. Kerryus Kern, who Brian Kelly said earlier in the year is more of a guard than a tackle, is now your starting left tackle, and it hasn't. It was one of those position groups. Now they did get two offensive linemen in the transfer portal, and Braylon Moore's been good, and Josh Thompson has been certainly serviceable at one of the guard positions, but we were talking about it, going all the way back to, I guess, January, after you lose Emory Jones and you're just wondering, who's going to be, and Will Campbell, who's going to be the other tackle or how are you going to replace those two guys? And they tried to do it in-house, and it really was one of the worst decisions they made in the offseason because that's where it starts as far as the poor pass blocking that LSU has had this season.
You think this was set in motion with Brian Kelly and everything else when they failed to address that during the offseason, the offensive line?
It's a huge mistake, and I think they tried to address it. There were some guys that they were interested in that in the transfer portal that ended up signing elsewhere. But it's not only that. I mean, the guys that they had on the roster, they just didn't develop. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say if before, Weston Davis is a young guy. Tyree Adams is a young guy. Tyree Adams has been hurt here for the last few weeks and most likely out for the rest of the regular season. They didn't develop them. Maybe they'll be good before it's all said and done, but they just were not ready. The fact that they misidentified that these guys would be as weak links as they've been, it's been a real detriment to the entire offense.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back every Friday here at WWL as the Rouses Football Friday with Jeff Palermo as he talks LSU. Shop and save at Rouses, the official supermarket of LSU. 620 traffic now, WWL. Every Friday's Rouses Supermarket Football Friday. Rouses, the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff, there is a Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Jeff, there is a game on Saturday, tomorrow. It's an early game. What do you think the turnouts could be?
That's a good question, Tommy. A very good question. It'll be a nice day. It'll be a beautiful day to go watch a football game, that's for sure. But an 11:45 a.m. kickoff, a 5-win team in November, opponent not that great. That's a combination for, I don't want to say a half-empty Tiger Stadium, but maybe three-quarters, four-fifths full, something like that. Now, interim head coach Frank Wilson's actually going to be going around in a golf cart tonight to the different tailgating areas and meeting with the fans, getting them fired up. So, Frank Wilson has really tried to make the point that these final three games of the regular season really do matter for this team. I don't know how much the fan base is buying. They're much more interested in the coaching search and the odds of who the next head coach will be than what happens these three games. And I think we've talked about it as well, Tommy. I think once a new head football coach arrives and touches down over at the Baton Rouge Metro Airport sometime in December or who knows, maybe even in January, depending on what coach they're looking for, this football program then completely hits the reset button. And I'm not exactly sure what happens in these next three games, how that will carry over to the following season. It's you're going through these games. I think obviously if you're LSU fans want to see them win, I think a lot of people should be pulling for Garrett Nussmeier. He's done a lot of things the right way. It hasn't gone very well this season. You would really like to see him try to finish it strong. And then I think there's certain guys that you just want to see perform well. And I've said it before, I think, you know, guys like Harlan Berry and Tre'Davious Green, those are two guys that are going to be on this team next season. I don't foresee them getting into the transfer portal, and they're young players that you really want to see them continue to grow. It was just disappointing when you still had an opportunity against Alabama and Tre'Davious Green drops that wide open pass that would have been a first down and would have kept that drive alive. And you want to just, you know, Harlan Berry is a guy that you're seeing it. You know, he had a long run against Alabama, had a good first half against Texas A&M. Could this kid really just have a game where he runs for 130, 140 yards? This is the game for LSU's offense to put it together if they can. I mean, Arkansas is horrendous on defense. They're absolutely one of the worst defenses that we've seen in the Southeastern Conference. It's a game that LSU should score in the 30s, and if they don't, again, that just tells you just the shape of where this LSU offensive line is, where this LSU offense is, too.
Frank Wilson doesn't just have to recruit high school. He's got to recruit his own team, right, to get him to stay?
Well, that's the key now, and that's why Frank Wilson was named interim head coach, is because, you know, the early signing recruiting period is the first week of December. There's a very good chance that LSU will not have a head coach. And one of the reasons why Frank Wilson was named interim head coach was to keep this recruiting class together. And I think there's only been one defection. And a lot of the Louisiana kids most likely are going to be going to LSU. But again, it's also to – and the transfer portal window doesn't open up until January. So we don't know exactly who's going to be in the transfer portal. So maybe you have a – you'll most likely have a new head coach in place by that time. But, you know, Frank is going to be a very important guy here over the next few weeks in making sure the recruiting class stays intact and actually signs at LSU in the first week of December.
It's going to be a good weekend to go to the game. If you've not been to an LSU game, you always wanted to experience it without the big, giant crowd. So I would say take advantage of it. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Dettelier about the Saints and what they're going to do during the off week. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:47, 13 till 7 every Friday morning here at WWL with Mike Dettelier. Is a Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Dettelier, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thank you.
Mike, the Saints are off this week, so we have a second. I got to ask you my little survey question today is, what's your go-to po' boy? You can only have one. What are you going to get?
Oh, I'm going to go with the shrimp po' boy.
Shrimp po' boy. There you go. Yeah. That's the leader in the clubhouse so far, so we'll see.
The catfish would be in the two spot, but shrimp po' boy.
How you getting that shrimp dressed?
Everything but tomatoes.
Really? I go with butter and ketchup only. You should try it. It's very
what?
Good. Yeah.
No way.
Did you want fries with it? No, I'm just kidding. Tell me about the Saints here and your impressions of what they need to work on during the off week.
Well, offensively, it would be still red zone effectiveness. Being able to score in the red zone, not settling for field goals. I think they're really good teams in this league.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you look at, like, in the NFC, if it's the Rams or Seattle, and they play this weekend, you would figure, man, they're so good in the red zone. They don't settle for field goals most of the time. They get sevens. Mm-hmm. Same thing in the AFC. That's why the Colts have come out of left field and become so good. They are so effective in that red zone. So red zone effectiveness, also the camaraderie between a young quarterback and your receivers, with if it's Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, Alvin Kamara coming out of the backfield. You can work on it, you know, just here and there, but now, you know, you just started now, Tyler Shuck. So you got to be able to work on that. Now, I think that's effective. People say, well, work on the running game. Okay, it is what it is at this stage. That's not all of a sudden going to come together. And, you know, the way they practice today, it's different. So I would say red zone effectiveness would be the one thing for me that comes to mind quickly.
Does Tyler Shuck have the ability, and I know it's early on, but you've been watching this guy for a long time, to become an elite NFL quarterback?
I think he's got a shot.
Okay.
Man, he's, you know, because a lot of people say just because you're big and you got a strong arm, that doesn't mean anything. No, what it means, you got traits. Okay, that I've always considered that to be a trait when you scouting people, that you have great size, you can see the field well, and that you can put the ball between arms and hands. That's a trait, right?
That's silly for people to say that. What does that mean? That,
well,
yeah,
well,
five five and a hundred nothing. I'm going to be a quarterback in the NFL. That's right. Sure, absolutely. Size got nothing to do with it, or strength, right?
Well, no. They'll say, well, what did it do for Jamarcus Russell? Well, that's some circumstances beyond physical skills there. Hmm. Jamarcus was a huge man. He had, I've never seen a guy with as strong an arm as what Jamarcus Russell
had. He couldn't keep it between the lines is a problem.
The problem with Jamarcus is once he got paid, you wonder a little bit about the desire to be the very best. And for a lot of these guys, it doesn't matter what they're getting paid. Man, they're ultra competitive. I say this about John Sumrall at Tulane. Okay, I've been around a lot of coaches in my 40 years doing all this, and all of them super competitive. But Coach Sumrall, there is something in him that's like ultra competitive. It's another level. And when you watch a Pat Mahomes play, or Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts is like that. He's super competitive. He might not outwardly show it. Man, if you're in a fight, you want Jalen Hurts on your side.
Right, let me take a break, and we'll talk about if Tyler Shuck is one of those guys as well. Mike Dettelier, our guest, 651 Traffic Now, WWL. 6:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Friday with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Does Tyler Shuck have that competitive fire in his belly, Mike?
He's got competitive fire in the belly. Is he going to be an elite quarterback? Man, you've only on the first chapter. Because you haven't seen a lot.
Almost, right?
Yeah, you're just seeing it. I think the big thing with Shuck's going to be, What happens when teams get a little bit of film on you and they play a little football chess with you and how you kind of counter move to what they try to do? Because that's the big thing today when you look at a young quarterback and how teams adjust to you and then how you adjust, you know, accordingly. And we're watching it in front of our very eyes with Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I put this down when Drake came out of North Carolina that he reminded me so much of Andrew Luck coming out of Stanford. That's who he reminds me of. And Andrew was also another guy. He didn't know exactly how good he was.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing it kind of blossom in front of our eyes with Drake May. I just want to see continual improvement with Tyler Shuck. And one thing you saw last Sunday, Tommy, how the guys reacted to him.
Mm-hmm.
They know if a guy can play. They really do.
Yep.
Other guys on that team know if a guy can play and how they react when he makes a big play. It's almost like a little bit of vibe.
Football season flying by. If you had to pick right now, who's going to Super Bowl?
I would say Rams in the NFC. In the AFC, you know what? I think Kansas City.
Okay. I wouldn't rule out New England. I don't know. Looking pretty good with Mike Vrabel.
That's a big jump in 1 year, but, man, I'm a big fan of Mike Vrabel. He's a terrific coach.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Ian Ozan about the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup and the playoffs, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.